How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Levantes fe y brilla. Feliz Cinco de Mayo. Me llamo Squidbilly. Él es Miguel. Don't ask him what the P stands for, Johnson, because he's an All-American, a national champion, former Atlanta Falcon. And she's the first lady of baseball, because I don't have to say that in Spanish, Miss Allie Mack. And this is The Morning Shift.
Well done, my friend.
Yeah, I kind of screwed up the Levante, the first part.
Did you have to ask your squad at Cancun last night or over the weekend?
No. I Googled it.
Okay, there you go.
I did see Ricky at Cancun. I watched the Derby at Cancun's Saturday.
Attaboy.
We went up there, had a TV right in front of us, and watched the my horse come in like 11th, and you got to be a mutter to win a race like that.
Yeah. It was, man. It was an action-packed weekend in terms of sports. But, yeah, I enjoyed the Derby. I got we're going to get to that in front page as well. Dude, it was fun. How did we'll see? That's Pork Chop's what, second appearance at Cancun?
Yeah, she's a regular now.
There you go.
She did pretty good. I had to push my plate aside and make sure she got fed, but it's all good. I mean, I'm okay with that. It's no big deal.
Yeah.
Did you have the Squidbilly special, Bo?
No.
What was the margarita count?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Well, we had 3 people, and the count was 6. So,
wait, is this Pork Chop one of the 3?
No. Okay. My neighbor.
trying to tamp those numbers down.
I mean, look, if we say that she had one, it means Amy and I can sink an extra one in.
Exactly.
Right?
That's my point. I was like, man, trying to knock those numbers down, man. We all see right through that. Does Pork Chop have her name on her own stool just yet to be able to belly up?
Not yet.
Okay.
We've been sitting in the restaurant side, but she definitely has she gets the VIP treatment already. Ricky at Cancun's already is like, you know, immediately every time he sees her, he comes right over and wants to make sure everything's taken care of. So she's getting the treatment. She got the TV changed to the Derby. So everything's on her time.
I have a feeling like that her first, like, actual food will come at Cancun. You know, like, you'll get, I don't know, I don't even remember how far it is.
Refried
in
beans.
And then you're like, here's some rice.
Yeah, the queso.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They're like, here you go. Just make sure you don't get a jalapeno locked into that queso.
That would be awful.
We normally get those when we do the queso. We get them on the side because it's normally like, you know, 4, 5, 6 people sharing it. And they don't, you know, you never know. You got to worry about everybody's feelings these days.
So. Real quick, that made me think of a very quick question as far as what Pork Chop's first sip of soda is going to be. Is it going to be Mountain Dew, Bo? Are you going to make sure it's Mountain Dew?
No, there's not a lot of soda in my house it's not soda, it's Coke. A soft drink, and there's not a lot in my house, so it would probably come like be Diet Coke or ginger ale because
ginger ale's a good one.
That's what Amy has. And Mike can probably relate to this.
I buy a Mountain Dew specifically to drink just one. Like I don't buy
no 12 packs.
You're not buying a 2 liter or anything like that.
No, that's how you get bloated.
That's how it becomes an issue. I will say, like, my son's he's going on 5 here in a couple months. He's never had a soda, and I probably won't let him have one anytime soon. He tried like a Waterloo, what do you call that? Like a carbonated beverage, and he was like, "It's spicy." I was like,
"Yeah."
I was like, "Man, you're good." I was like, "You're good. Don't worry about it. You don't want these problems until you need these problems." Okay, put that down.
Allie, it's kind of I have two things. But the first thing, now that Mike said that about the spicy and carbonated, did you ever hear the old radio wise tale that you never drink like a carbonated drink before a broadcast?
Yes, and I still follow that. Is that not legit?
No. I don't drink carbonated drinks really at all anyways, but so I try not to unless it's really a rough morning, but I've just always heard that, and I've seen play-by-play guys do and don't abide by that. So
I've always heard the best thing to eat before a broadcast is a green apple.
Mm. Ooh,
yeah.
Why is it?
I know. We should all try it tomorrow and see what happens.
Go scout out some green apples.
I'm a faster.
Wait, so why should you not drink a carbonated beverage? Because it makes you belch?
And it makes you belch. I think it also kind of kind of messes up your vocal cords a little bit.
Oh, or creamer in your coffee will make you salivate. That's not good either.
Oh, interesting. Wow. Mm-hmm. Man,
I'm not a good radio pros.
8 years old.
Us real radio people, like Allie and myself.
Hey, Mike, you know what they are? You know what they sound like right now? Radio gurus.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Put it back in the opening. You know what I mean? A guru.
Mike, how's the hammy?
It's a quad. Quad's an issue. I'm not going to lie to y'all, man. And I appreciate you asking. And you did follow up. Bo did follow up me Friday after the Atlanta United media match and kind of asked how I was holding up. There were inner injuries. Look, I gave it everything I had. All right, I will say, and I told Allie this as we were getting on the elevator this morning, I'm still sore, dude. Like, we're 3 days removed, and I still am like, golly, I'm like waddling around. Groins are tight. But it was a lot of fun, man. We had a good time out there. And I just, you know what, man, some of the lateral movement, fast twitch muscles, just not quite up to par to what they used to be. But
were
it was a good time.
Were you on Abe's team?
Yes. I was on Abe's team.
So disappointing.
Well, and my question to you this morning was, because you had talked all last week about wanting to play goalie.
Yeah.
And then I heard rumblings that didn't happen.
Yeah. And we'll get into this later, but Abe comes out there and the first thing he says is, oh, man, my calf. Like, I mean, before the game even started, he's like, my calf. I was like, here we go. I was like, dude, you can't make this your Super Bowl and then talk about pulling your calf. And he's like, yep, it's going to go any minute now. I'm going to go get my gloves. And he just ran into the locker room, the bathroom, and got his gloves and came back and played goalie the entire game.
Who made him the team captain, coach?
Honestly, nobody. It was just and he was a really good goalie, actually. And I wish he would have been the team captain, coach, because there were a couple people that stepped in that role that didn't need to be in that role. And mismanagement was definitely the reason we lost on Friday. But that's another story for another time. It was, the people that were selected to take our PKs and, the guys that were playing striker throughout the game is like, dude, what are we doing? You know what I mean? You've been serviced like the most phenomenal balls throughout this game, and we can't even make contact with these things. You know what I mean? So it was an uphill climb.
I'll say this one thing real quick about the match. I think Rachel Burmeister was her name. She put on a heck of a move.
Yeah.
I was like, first goal or first or second goal
it was.
She was nice.
She was dope. What's her outlet? Either of y'all know? I didn't
care.
I don't know where
she's
from.
It's the Atlanta News First thing.
Is that where she's at? She's A&F. She was good.
She was
real good.
Real good.
Yeah, there was a number. Honestly, there was a bunch of people out there that I was like, there was a couple people that I was not sure if they were assistant coaches or members of the media. I was like, this guy's way too good.
Oh, really?
You know
what I mean?
And then you get to the end. We got to the penalty shootout. And they wouldn't let assistant coaches participate, even though they were on team. They're like, no assistant coaches in the penalty shootout. We're going to do all media members. And some of the guys for the other team that stepped up the ball, I was like, what? I was like, wait a minute, wait, whoa. You're a media member? Like, what have you been doing? Like, golly. You came straight out of freaking Atlanta United 2, I guess. I was like, man, this is crazy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I think some people bring their interns, you know, because they're young and they're just out of college. They still play. It's all fresh. There's not, a guy who fakes a calf injury because maybe he's not feeling his best, or a guy that is legitimately has, injury concerns.
Yeah. I will say, man, and like I said, I'll get into this later. Abe was a little bit over the top, but he backed it up. He was impressive in a number of different avenues.
That's the problem for me is I know he can play. I know he can play, and he's gonna be over the top. But I feel like he's the guy that goes out there and, oh yeah, man, I'm not feeling it today. I got an injury, and then so he can outperform what he says.
Downplays his role.
Yes, absolutely. Because I heard him on Deuce and Bell. He was yapping. He was calling out other players on the team. Yeah, my team wish they gave effort. I was like, God.
About people needing to get in shape for next year's game already. So
yeah, I felt targeted, man.
Targeted. He decided to be a vocal point. Like, hey, I'm gonna focus on the fact that my team didn't try 100%. A few of us did.
At the end of the game, it was like 17-18 on the field. It wasn't that big a deal. And what's funny is like the communication that he texted me afterwards because he knew what I was thinking. He was like, did you think my communication was a little bit over top? Were you a little bit shocked at how much I communicated out of the back of the goal? I was like, I think we all were, Abe. I think that was the takeaway for most people. Yeah.
Let me tell you something. You host a week with Abe, and your ears are ringing by the end of the week because you can't get your volume fixed because he's so – I mean, I know my voice is loud. Abe is just screaming when he says he's talking, and I don't think he realizes it. But anyways – he's our guy. Real quick, before we get out of here, it was not a great weekend for the Braves. They were out. They were able to, as Grant McCauley put out there, that had never been swept in a season series in like 136 years with the Dodgers. And they, thanks to Bryce Elder and Austin Riley, they were able to salvage that last night with a 4-3 win. Bryce Elder, third straight start where he was pretty freaking good. His last three starts, he's given you 23 innings with only six earned runs in those starts, 12 Ks. His walk number is still too high, but he's 2-0 in that span. And not bad for a fifth starter. Another bad night for the he's unplayable and not a major league player crowd, but Austin Riley's also the story. He had four RBIs last night, all four on two home runs.
Yeah. I agree. Austin Riley, obviously, massive night last night. I don't know, and I got to tell you, I don't see much Elder hate, especially on a night like last night. And I know you've seen it prior to that, and he's made a couple good starts in a row. I don't see it much, and I really have enjoyed him kind of coming back to where he was a couple years ago when he was an All-Star. But nonetheless, I don't want to put too much on one game, but after you lose the first two to the Dodgers, seeing the Braves come around last night and pull it off, even though it got really, really tight there in the ninth inning with Hyesung Kim on third base. It got tight, but I mean it was a massive win for a number of different reasons. You just cannot go through the season losing every single game to the Dodgers and thinking you're going to make some kind of run when playoff time comes around. So
I think what bugs me, and I feel like it's the worst with the Braves, and maybe because they play so many games, but every decision is, you know, Elder's only thrown like 78 pitches or something like that, and he comes out in the sixth, and he allows a hit and then I think a walk or something, and people are like, never should have came out, never should have let him back out, because third time through the lineup. And I go, okay, but what if they pull him? And then they pull him, and the guy, whoever comes in and gives up a two-run homer, they're like, I don't know why they pulled Elder. He was rolling, right? So there's that. Then they pull Pierce Johnson, who was pitched. I think he was had already gotten maybe three or four outs, and they pull him. And then the immediate home run is given up by Dylan Lee, and people are like, I don't know why they pulled Pierce Johnson. He was rolling. And so it just drives, and it's the same thing with Elder. You just see it, and it has calmed down. Like last night, there was really nobody because he got off to a red hot start. I think only the second time ever that 1-2-3 order the Dodgers had struck out in one inning. So that's what bothers me with it, is it's so much second guessing constantly. It just is it's too much for me. Like, let it play out, man.
Yeah. I can sense your frustration through the Twitters last night, my friend.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.